keeps it clear.
Okay. Sunday, June 30th, 6:14 a.m. Just got back from the dog walk. And decided to make one last posting for June 2024. Let's see, gonna be hot this week, heat wave coming, 111 supposedly on Wednesday. Let's see what we got here. Let's see what these people say. Wednesday, 112, they say. Oh, look at, they say 110 on Tuesday. Oh, okay. Starting Monday, 104. Today is going to be 99, 100 degrees, whatever. Monday, 104. Tuesday, 110. Wednesday, 112. Thursday, 110. Friday, 112. Saturday, 113. Sunday, 102. That's the iPhone weather report. I usually like to go with the local news, Channel 3, KCRA. Let's see what they say. Weather. 10 day. 100 degrees today. 103 on tomorrow. Tuesday, 109. Wednesday, 112. Thursday, 109. Friday, 109. Saturday, 109. Sunday, 104. Monday, 104. Tuesday, 102. So it's going to be hot for a long time. With no end in sight. Anyway. Well, at least it's not going to be raining, huh? Bright, sunshiny day. The dog, boy, on the walk today. She is... There's no really controlling her. I hear some music in the background, but I didn't know I had music here. Okay, I guess I didn't put it on pause. Anyway, so I got the fan going in here, and it is in here in the studio / garage. It's 79.9, 80 degrees. I just turned it on when I got back. I've got some air coming into here, into the window, going out the skylight, hopefully. The heat is anyway. So let's see. So the garden's doing just fine, kind of. Tomatoes are doing something weird. I got this one tomato plant that hasn't even produced any flowers, and it's one of the hybrids, and I've had trouble with that before. I've had seasons where, like, I can have like a 6-7 foot tall tomato plant with not giving one tomato the whole time. So it's like, well, what happened to you? And that was a hybrid too. I think it was the same hybrid too. It's an ace tomato, which I've gotten before, and they usually do pretty good for me. But every now and then, yeah, they just don't do shit. Anyway, so I got some other tomatoes. One that did really well last year is not doing too good this year. The big surprise producer is the Mr. Stripey's. And like I said, all over the garden, I've got all sorts of tomatoes coming up different places. Strawberries, I still need to know how to learn how to deal with them. I think I got them too close together. I got a bunch too close together, so they're not really, they're producing, but not really big strawberries, you know, kind of like little tiny 1-inch strawberries or so, and smaller. And I got the little baby slugs in there that are kind of eating the good ones up every now and then. So in the latest animal news from the wife is that a kitten, like a 4 to 8 week old kitten, showed up. And the wife, we've got it in the house now in one of the little cat cages. The two indoor cats are afraid of it. They don't want to go anywhere near it for some reason. And the dog doesn't know it's there yet. We've kind of shielded the kitten from the dog and the dog from the kitten, because we don't really know what it's going to do. She's going to do, that is. Okay, let's see what else here. Oh, Yeah, so politics-wise, so this past Thursday they had the Trump-Biden presidential debate, even though neither one are really the nominee for the party yet. They're both the presumptive nominees. Anyway, so I guess Biden did not do too well. He kind of looks like an old guy out there, not knowing how to talk or put sentences, can't talk or put sentences together. Kind of like me. And I'm only 71. So anyway, the talk right afterwards was a bunch of the Democrats saying, "Hey, we gotta get rid of this guy. You know, he ain't gonna win, and what we want to do is win." You know, yeah. So they went through the whole, and here's the Democrats' problem. They did the same thing with Hillary. Okay, they pretty much made it so that Hillary was going to be the choice. Okay, and they had what? They had two or three other people, kind of like running against her that really were of no significance. So you never even heard of these people. You know, they're out of. From out of nowhere, they came out and they wanted to be president. So she handily dispatched them in their primaries. But you know, she really wasn't. And then plus, they hid her away. They kept her away from the press, as I recall. You know, they show up to a venue and then they usher her in. They drive her. They see all the press out in front. They drive her around the other side and bring her in the back. And it was again controlled questions and what have you. And so the next election with Trump and Biden, when Trump lost, they actually went through the process of okay, they got this whole field of people minus Hillary, of course, and it turned out that Bernie Sanders was really winning a lot. He was really connecting with a large part of the Democrat Party, but that kind of panicked everybody. They knew that all they got to do is say this guy's a commie, you know, and this is what happens when commies become president. So they didn't really want him, but they made a deal with him in some way, and they made sure Joe Biden won. Okay, so then Biden won the presidency. And you know, that's a democratic process is what happened. But this time around, they're doing what Hillary did. And because apparently Joe Biden is senile in a bad way. And they've been hiding that from us, apparently. It came out in the debate that, oh yeah, he's not all there, and he's not thinking on his feet real fast, and which is what a president needs to do when somebody starts throwing nuclear missiles at us, and you got 15 minutes to make a decision on what you want to do. You know, you can't be sitting there going, "Oh, well, what should I do here?" So yeah, it doesn't look good for the Democrats, and but they did the same thing there, you know. Who they? Oh yeah, they Robert Kennedy Jr. was the only one that was going to try to primary Joe Biden, but they wouldn't have it. They just said, "No, sorry, we're not going to go through the democratic process, even though we want to save democracy. We're not going to go through the democratic process and allow any competition to happen and let people make a decision for themselves." So now they're stuck with Joe Biden. A bunch of the Democrats are saying, "Well, we got to get rid of him," even though all these people through the Democratic process voted for him. We're going to ignore that and try to get somebody else in there, and put him in his place, put the new person in Biden's place, so that we can win this election and keep our phony baloney jobs. That started right away, but then the Biden presidential campaign pushed back on it, saying, "No, he's going to keep running. There's nothing wrong here, nothing to see here. He just had a bad cold, bad night, so we're going to keep him in there." But and that's the way that was. What's what it's been on Friday and Saturday, and I wake up today and I hear some other stuff from some other Democrat people saying, yeah, we're gonna go ahead and get rid of Joe. So I guess they're gonna fight that out for a while and see what happens. In the meanwhile, Donald Trump is campaigning and fighting all these legal challenges, criminal challenges against him. And you know, the thing is the theme for the Democrats is that Joe Biden was there on the stage talking about how he's going to work for us and blah blah blah, and all Trump did was lie. Well, they never point out, well, what did he lie about, you know? They say he just lies, but they don't tell us what the lies are. They brought up that Charlottesville thing again, and I saw that speech when they asked, well, not a speech, but it was a question from the press, and they asked him about what he thought about Charlottesville, and he says, you got to condemn the white supremacists right off the bat. Just the white supremacists, you know, there's just no place for something. Basically, I'm paraphrasing here. Basically, there's nothing for like that. Nothing. That should be totally dismissed in our American way. You know, I totally condemn that. But apart from that, I'm sure that people protesting, you know, for whatever reason they are, I'm sure there's very fine people on both sides. And so the Democrats ran with that and said, he said the white supremacists are very fine people, which he did not say. And that went on for a couple of years, as I recall. And I kept on saying, he didn't say that. And then I guess around the third year or fourth year, they pretty much said, oh yeah, okay, he didn't say that. But some people are still hanging on to that. As you can tell, Joe Biden brought that up again. If Donald Trump lied, show me the lies. Okay, what are the lies? I want to know what they are, so I can make a decision. Don't just say that, you know. I'm not going to just believe you because it's a campaign. You're gonna try to smear somebody as much as possible. Excuse me. So show me what the lies are, and then I'll check for myself if that's true or not, or if you're just campaigning. Okay. So I don't believe stuff like that. I want to see things with my own eyes, and hear things with my own ears, which has always served me better than listening to somebody that wants to manipulate me to get my vote. My only really true power is my one vote. And if you want to say democracy, well then tell me the truth. You know, let's go with the truth. How about that? You know, so I can make an informed decision. Anyway, so much for politics. What else? So 4th of July is coming up on Thursday. Garden's doing good, which reminds me, I got to get out there and do some stuff, get some garden stuff going. Painting-wise, I'm working on the frame for the membership medley landscape painting that I did, which I really didn't want to do, but I did anyway. And you could tell it doesn't look that good. My heart really wasn't in it. You know, somebody might like it, but we'll see. I'd like to, and I have been painting for a while because of it, you know. Plus the garden's taking up a lot of time getting things done. Let's see what I got. I got lots of cucumbers coming out. What else? I harvested some radishes in the raised bed. I got my bitter melon growing in the raised bed and also in the corner of my garden, the far northeast corner of the garden. The corn is, I'll probably be eating corn next week, if not at the end of this week. Okay? And maybe we can have some 4th of July, yeah. I'll pick some and see what it's like for 4th of July. What else we got going here? That's pretty much it. I got a giant pumpkin growing. It looks like it's going to really take over the garden. I got watermelon growing. I got honeydew melon growing. And like I said, a bunch of tomatoes all over the place. It's going to get real crowded in there. This should be interesting. And one of these big, I forget what you call them, but they're basically a weed, a native weed of some sort of America. And it's growing beautifully big. Jeez. Maybe I ought to post a picture of it, huh? Let's see. What else? I think that's it. I got to get gardening and get the day going here. So everybody have a good one, okay? Take care.